Papa John's loves high school football and is proud to partner with Preps Casey on the Papa John's Players of the Week program. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgons. And let's go ahead and bring in our own Cole Young. And Cole, you were kind of in the catbird seat last weekend with all those games going on. I went to Fort Osage, and you were texting me and keeping me up on the games that were out there. You watched a little Smithville, and Mid-Buchanan was out there. And we want to get your thoughts. Let's start in Class 1, Mid-Buchanan against a Lincoln team that you saw the week before against Adrian. Lincoln gets that one-point win. Kind of ends that magical run for Mid-Buchanan, but a great season by the Dragons.
Yeah, you know, Mid-Buchanan, they what we saw this year is likely the beginning of what of a program being built. You know, you get that one-win season last year, and you make this run this year. What that does, I feel like, for a team like Mid-Buchanan is it gets those guys, it gets more guys out next year, you know, and it gets the 7th and 8th graders excited and the 5th and the 6th graders excited, and that's how you build that program, and that's why I think Mid-Buchanan is going to be around for a while. You know, the thing with Lincoln is I don't know that they're going to be able to get past Tadi this weekend, but I think the scary thing about them is they have like two seniors that start on their offense. So they're very talented. I think they'll be the team, honestly, the team to beat next year probably in Class 1.
Well, and I talked with their coach getting ready for the broadcast this week, and they're just 5 years removed. I mean, it's only his first year as head coach, his second year there. They're just 5-6 years removed from being an 8-man. So they're kind of the shining example. They're in a state championship game in Class 1 after dropping down to 8-man.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You know, we talk about all these teams that are dropping down to 8-man. You know, there's two ways to look at 8-man. Hey, we're going to be an 8-man school, and we're going to pride ourselves on that. We're going to be the Worth County or the Mound City or the North Andrew of our area, and that's fine. But how I see it going more in Missouri right now is let's use that to kind of get our feet back on the ground. And that's what Drexel, you know, they're going back to 8-man this year, I think, but they dipped down to 8-man about 20 years ago for a year or two, got their numbers back up, and then they were, you know, they were making they made the playoffs 2 or 3 years later. So it's a shining example of go down to 8-man and get your numbers back up, and then good things can happen for you in Class 1.
And when you start winning some games, like you said about Mid-Buchanan, all of a sudden your numbers begin to increase because there are young men in the 5th and 6th grade who start saying, you know what, I'm going to be a football player at Mid-Buchanan or Lincoln and be successful.
You're exactly right. And, I mean, what makes a good Class 1 football team is having 35 or 40 kids to pick from versus 14. You know, and that's not just limited to Class 1. Look at the numbers Lamar has. Look at the numbers Webb City has, that Staley has. You know, that's because they have winning traditions, and wins lead to more wins because you have a bigger pool to pick from, really.
Well, speaking of Lamar, the 7-time champions now have to put some years on their signs because they are no longer the until further notice champions of Class 2. Lathrop, really, I think we all thought this could happen. I picked it to happen. And so it's one of those things that you and I talked about it. We felt that this was going to happen, and it did. And Lathrop, boy, great game for them. They've got a tough test this week, though, with Blair Oaks.
That's no joke. I mean, Blair Oaks, really, they've kind of ran roughshod, and they had no problem with Maryville earlier this year when Maryville was at full strength. Man, Blair Oaks just seems like they're kind of one of those teams that every 5 or 6 years they come around and they're really, really good. And they look like the team that's going to be really hard to beat this week. But that said, if there's any coach that knows how to get a team ready for a state championship, it's Chris Holt. So, you know, I don't at this point, you know what, Lathrop's beat the champs until further notice. So I think they're going to have their hands full with Blair Oaks, but if any team's going to beat them and any team's probably coming in with more confidence, you know, that we can slay a dragon, it's got to be Lathrop.
When you're 14-0, you've got to have a lot of confidence, right?
Right. Yeah, 14-0 and we just beat, you know, the Alabama of Class 2.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, Maryville, unfortunately, they were down a starting tailback and a quarterback. I think they were down two tailbacks, weren't they, at one point? Mm-hmm. I think they were the four stringer was getting some run in there. Ran into Trinity and just didn't make it happen for them. It was a good run to the semifinals. That's the first time they won't have been in the state championship game in 2 years. Smithville, that's the one that kind of stunned me. I know you watched a lot of that game.
Yeah, you know, Smithville, they kind of got off to a slow start, it felt like, and they were down early, but then they came back. And I felt like, you know, MICDS tried everything they could to give it back to them, just with some kind of weird play calls. And some Smithville had their chances. They just, there at the end, they had a pass, and if it would have been completed, then, you know, they'd have won it. But they, you know, Smithfield, that's another team that they really, you know, they've always been good, but this was kind of their first real run in a while. And, you know, I could see them making, you know, them moving to the, moving out of the NEC is probably only going to help them grow the program. And I'm really kind of excited to see what, you know, Coach Ambrosian can have them do in the next few years. That said, you know, when you're in Kearney and Black County District, it's never a guaranteed trip back to the playoffs either.
Cole, I think you can attest to this much better than I can, but it always seems to me that, and particularly this year, in Class 1 and Class 2 in our area, in the Metro and Greater Kansas City Football Coaches Association, et cetera, there are several players on all of those teams who could play for anybody in any class.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think, you know, the talent that those guys have at the lower levels, and even at a Class 3, you see these guys and you're like, wow, these are, you know, last year watching Maryville, they had a couple guys in their offensive line that I thought, you know, Coach Severino would take these guys. You know, and some of these big, you know, guys who are signing with, you know, in North Dakota or somebody like that, or North Dakota State. Yeah, the talent level, it's just the talent there, 1 through 6. Sometimes it's just there's not as much talent, which is obviously the difference in enrollment, stuff like that.
Well, and Fort Osage had a good win in that game. And what are your thoughts on that? Viani's got some talent, but boy, Fort's playing great, aren't they?
You know, I think Fort Osage is the same kind of team. They're really kind of rolling, and it's kind of two of the Class 5 powers at this point. You know, Fort Osage has kind of just been around for a while, and Viani, you know, made the run a few years ago. And, yeah, it seems like Viani just isn't losing right now. But, you know, I also maybe thought they would roll past Carthage with a little, maybe just a little easier than they did. I know the final score ended up being, you know, quite a spread. But, you know, a game like that, you know, you just get out there and see what Fort Osage can do. And, you know, it might be kind of strength against strength. But at the same time, you know, Fort Osage has beaten some, you know, beating the champ, you know, the current 5A champ. Is, you know, that has to do something for your confidence.
Yeah, and they definitely have a sense about them that they are going to leave everything on the field. they have played, they're a team that, like, maybe when you get to be 3-4, you start playing like every game's your last game, and they've been playing like that for a month.
Right, and you know, you see those teams that sneak in, and you're like, man, how's this team have, you know, I feel like there's teams I've watched, was it Pattonville maybe last year, and a few teams, and you look over and you say, how do these guys lose 3 games? You know what I mean? But it's really, I mean, football's a long season. You know, teams morph and change, and, you know, this is truly an example of playing your best football at the end of the year.
Well, they remind me a lot of that Harrisonville team a few years back. Had the 3 losses right in the middle of the season. Everybody stopped talking about them. Beat Webb City, beat Kearney. I mean, that team was, you know, beat Fort Zumwalt North. I mean, that team really got going, and they just, you're right, they just look like a totally different team.
They remind me of Harrisonville from that year where they got some good seniors, they got some good talent, and they have the history that they know, okay, now we can do this. We just got to get kind of, you know, things lined up. And they also remind me of Maryville last year that lost a few games in the middle of the season, and teams kind of wrote them off. I'll be honest, I kind of wrote Fort Osage off this year a little bit, you know, and here they are. And a lot of times you get to that point, you're not stopping. So it would not – I feel like Fort Osage is, you know, it will not surprise me at all if they're the state champion this weekend.
I think the thing about Fort Osage is Ty Baker is just a glue. I saw them when they were right at the end of that 3-4 start that they got at the first 7 weeks, and his body language was outstanding, and he just is kind of a glue for him. I think he's been a big factor for him to stay together.
Yeah, definitely, no doubt about that. Well, Cole, it's going to be another great week. Looking forward to chatting with you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.